Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so insult to injury here for Georgetown basketball, who lost today 74-70 to American University.
This cannot be real what you're about to say.
Georgetown Hoops, at Georgetown Hoops on Twitter, they tweet out their final score graphic, and it says, you know, the normal stuff that it says when you lose a basketball game, which is final, or final from D.C., or like, I hate my life, and I hate that I have to tweet this, but here it is. And then the graphic tells you what the final score is. In this case, the graphic told you that the final score was Georgetown 74, American 70. They got the two teams and the two scores incorrect. Georgetown did not win. I wonder how
long it will take
before they find out.
Yeah, this tweet is getting deleted. It's been up for 4 minutes.
It's still up.
It's
still up.
What are the comments? No one.
Is nobody noticing?
The third comment is score is flipped. What are we doing here?
No, the Hoyas
lost.
Please
resign. Step down. Step down. Nobody is commenting that the score is wrong.
They're too mad. They're blind. They're blinded by their anger of Georgetown losing to American University. Don't have to worry about that tonight to Creighton because even if they do lose, it's completely understandable because they play Arizona, their third top 25 team in the matter of 3 days. Their third top 25. Their second top 15 team in a row. And Creighton announced on their Twitter page about 10 minutes ago that they had found room in their bags to pack the baby blues, which we'll be wearing tonight.
Let's go.
For the Maui final. Jays by a million. Maui John is extremely excited about this development.
Now Robbie said something during the crossover that he's the basketball guy, so I defer to his knowledge. Third game against the top 20 team in 3 days, and he thinks the over's going over 200?
I know. He has
legs are dead, my man.
When he gets going on the Jays, you got to just let him go because I think he's a pretty well-reserved, like, here's my sensible take on things. But with Creighton, he's got some clouded judgment. I think he would admit that to you. So yesterday he was talking about how the line was, like, -1.5 for Creighton. He was like, that's low. Creighton's going to win by it. I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. That feels like a trap to me. Like, Creighton could very easily lose this game. They just had a 40-minute battle with Texas Tech. Like, this is going to be hard.
Now, he did say
it's going to be hard to win tonight, too. Both teams who are good offensively, mm-hmm. who are playing their third game in 3 days and are coming off. I mean, Arizona's coming off San Diego State, who is, well, you know, punch in the face too. I don't know. It's just, I wouldn't be surprised to see a slow start tonight.
He did say a few crossovers ago, I don't remember when exactly, don't ever take my betting advice
On Creighton.
On Creighton because my judgment is so clouded.
Okay, so good. At least he's willing to admit that. Certainly.
I don't know.
I don't think we're going
to scoring 100 tonight.
I don't think we're going to the 200s personally, mm-hmm. but that's just me. So powder blues for the Blue Jays tonight as they look to finish off a Maui championship. We'll talk about them briefly later, just some bigger picture thoughts on them and what it means going forward. Remember, they will play Texas next week in a week from tonight in what might be, if Creighton can finish this thing off, a top five battle.
Hell yeah.
Top five battle. Here's a tweet from Mike Vernon, who covers Kansas. He is a self-proclaimed KU Scoopmeister.
Oh, wow. Now that's a big title.
He said it in his Twitter bio. But he's been around KU for a while. He's been over this. He's been all over this Lance Leipold thing, and sort of set up a couple days ago the decision that Lance Leipold had waiting for him. One page Nebraska, the other page signed the extension to stay at KU, and he's done that. So he moves on, and now he follows up with this little tweet here 2 hours ago, and says this: chatter around the Nebraska job.
Ooh, chatter.
Rumor is surprisingly low base salary with large incentive upside. Currently doesn't sound like an attractive package and relying too much on the Nebraska name. Then he follows up that and says this did not come from anyone on or connected to Kansas's side. And then follows up again and says they could still fix this. So let me do this. And I think this is where we get confused with misinformation and, you know, sort of the way the coaching search and how it changes, and not just the search in terms of who you're looking for, but the terms. You know, the numbers that are being thrown out there, the people being involved, what Nebraska is looking for. It is an evolving thing. It changes on a minute-to-minute basis. And what might be happening is a coach was offered something, and they came back and said, I'm not sure about the offer. But remember, that coach's offer is tied directly to them. It is unique to them.
Yes.
It is not a referendum on the entire job, in my opinion. And I'm sort of guessing here. Because what it sounds like is, well, Nebraska offered a candidate a low amount of money. And that candidate came away saying, man, I just don't know. I don't know what they want, what they're looking for out of this thing. And maybe from Nebraska's side, that candidate was third or fourth or fifth on the list. Or they wanted to say, hey, let's actually just put a pin in this. But you offer a candidate different numbers, and offers may be strong, but you talk about, you throw around different numbers with candidates based on your hierarchy and where you have them in the, mm-hmm. in the line of succession here. Right. Your top candidate, you're going to go after him. And, you know, maybe they're going to walk away and come back. And then you try again. And then if not, then the next person becomes your top candidate, and then that offer goes up. Like, the further and further it goes, the more desperate you get. And I don't think Nebraska's desperate yet, and I don't think they have been desperate throughout this entire process. I don't. If it goes into next week, they're going to get freaking desperate. They're going to get desperate pretty quick.
So, Connor, my guys are saying low offers and they're getting rejected.
Yeah.
That's what my guys are saying.
Yeah, and then you got to attempt to understand who people are connected to and where's the information coming from. Is this from agents? Is this from coaches? Is this from...
No, my guy's good, Connor. My guy's good.
Is this from Nebraska? Is this from, you know, a coach who's trying to get his name out there? Like, you know. This is the time of year that we're in right now. And I don't know. Like, so this is, Gary and I talked about this a little bit last Friday, but like, you know, while I appreciate Trev Alberts for keeping this tight-lipped and all that stuff, and I think it's been clean from that regard, ultimately, you know, whatever is said about you throughout the process, whatever is said about your job throughout the process, doesn't matter. Because it's the result that's going to matter. It's the result of the coaching search. This 70 days, Josh, could have been, I mean, this 70 days has been hell or whatever, 70 plus days. But if they end up with a coach that everybody likes and that everybody unanimously in the fan base thinks is good, then we're good. I'm good.
Yeah. Very much a results-based search.
It is. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and I think Trev knows that. Right, and, you know, Trev understands that. That's why he said, a couple weeks ago on the radio, hey, I know that this has been tough for everybody. Just hang in with me. Hang in with me a couple more days, a couple more weeks, and we're gonna have something that people are going to like, hopefully. Now, he doesn't know that for sure yet either. But, you know, that's I think, that's part of it. And, you know, like, nobody's going to give you credit for running the search well if they end up with their 14th choice for head coach. I'm sorry. Like, oh, yeah, it was a real quiet search, but they ended up with the coach from, you know, they ended up with Craig Bohl. Sorry, you know, all due respect to Craig Bohl.
Good search, guys.
Nice search. We kept it quiet. Good job.
Just didn't. It wasn't in the cards, but we got Craig Bohl.
That's not how it works.
Good football guy.
It's not how it works. Terry's on the line. Les Hills Harley Davidson Hotline. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey there. I heard you guys earlier talking about Bronco Mendenhall in kind of a negative way. And I just wanted to make a comment. I have some good friends that are work in the athletic department at University of Virginia, where he left a year ago. They love the guy.
Yeah.
They thought he did a great job. They said he's kind of a rural kind of a guy. He's up in Montana with like a horse ranch or something right now.
That's right.
They, like I'm saying, they really love him. And I don't know anything about him except he was at BYU. But they say he's a great recruiter. He develops offensive line very well. Three guys left their offensive linemen in the portal because he left, and they're all starting at big, you know, really good teams. So I just wanted to throw that in there that he may not be a bad choice.
My main concern, and Terry, thanks for the call. And I've done some reading on Bronco Mendenhall over the last few days. You know, potential preparation as his name got thrown out there. My main concern with Bronco is the manner in which he left the Virginia job a year ago, which was basically Forrest Gump, I think I'll go home now. You know,
that's right.
I'm not in it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like you would have to get assurances, obviously. And I don't think he's Nebraska's top target. You know, I think he goes down the line a little bit. But you would have to get some assurances of like, all right, are you in this thing? Because it's not BYU. BYU is similar, I guess, in some ways, but it's not Virginia in the sense that you got to be all on board and it's an on all the time type of thing. So if you're having a good time, you know, spending your time with your family and you walked away because of that and you wanted to spend more time with your family, then great. But realize, like, that's going to be difficult here. Sacrifices, you know? So that would be my main concern with Bronco. He's got a good record and a good track record, and people seem to like him. I think he's quirky. But I just think there's better candidates out there. That's why I brought him up in sort of a negative light.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those.
Now, I think Nebraska will end up with somebody better.
It worked there, and it's not going to work here.
It worked in Virginia, too, and that's cool. Yep.
Did it work in Virginia?
Yeah, they were good.
I mean,
what?
Mike Riley 2.0.
Ah, there you go. That's when the comparison would really come into play. Yeah, I think Bronco's down the list a little bit. Bronco country, let's ride. Josh's top five turkeys of the year.
Big award. Been waiting for this all year. We will.
We have another month left to create some turkeys.
We will talk turkey. Nobody's topping these five.
Okay.
Feel pretty confident in that.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.